Elon Musk, what's your opinion on Israel?
Doge, Tesla, meme. Yes, Doge, Tesla, meme. Car, space.
Interesting. I am unfortunately recording right now.
I am also recording.
Okay, kudos. Okay, you got to tell the story because we've been teasing this for like a month now.
Oh, that story. Okay, yeah. I went to Keemstar's Airbnb mansion and got naked. Hi, welcome to the first podcast. I'm Mini Kudos. You're listening live with Doplex TV and Lars from Norway.
Doplex.
Lars descended like, from Tenzing Norgay, the Sherpa who helped
Sir Eben Teller get to the top of... We have to mispronounce Lars'
Everybody talk over each other.
Well.
Wait, Kudos, can you explain that reference?
What?
What's the Tenzing... What?
You're Lars from Tenzing Norgay. He's the Sherpa who helped...
What does that mean? Sir
yeah, well, hold on. He's the Sherpa who helped Sir Eben Hillary climb to the top of Mount Everest. The first man on top of Mount Everest.
Oh, a little trivia fact for you.
His name's Tenzing Norgay, and I always think that when I see Lars from Norway, I'm like, what rhymes with Norway?
Norgay. Oh, okay.
His last name.
Okay, so continue the story.
Yeah. His name starts with K.
That's a spicy reference. So last year, the start of last year, pre-world exploding, Keemstar, Killer Keemstar, host of Drama Alert Nation, which by the way, Dopex, you need a lot more Drama Alert themed sound bites on your board. So
I really do.
Please work on that.
I will.
He came to Australia because if you remember, pre-COVID, the biggest threat facing us was the country being on fire. So while that was happening, Keemstar came over in his infinite kindness to do a charity something or other. I can't actually remember what he did. He came over for some charity themed reason where he was raising money for the bushfires, I think. Well, that's what he said anyway. And he was coming over here and he was going to film a bunch of stuff.
He was starting the fires.
Yeah, so I think he was going to start more fires now that I think about it, yeah. But he came over to film stuff with like Chad and I think he was doing stuff with Dolan and Colossal and I think Nerd City was going to come as well, but he had to back out. So there was a bunch of guys coming over who he was going to collab with. And he was doing a meet and greet here in Melbourne, Australia. He posted a video where he did what all Americans do, where he said, I'm here in Melbourne. He really leans into the Orn part of Melbourne. We don't say Melbourne. I know that's how it's spelt. Anyway, he came over. It was based Red Pill, whatever. I'm in a group chat with the Colossal is Crazy. It's also the same group chat that I met Doplex TV in. Doplex TV from YouTube.
Oh, my God.
can you send me that? Anyway, he was talking about how he was coming over here to hang out with Keem and stuff, and I was just like in the group chat and I was like, oh cool, you're coming to Melbourne, yeah, there's some really cool places here, you'll like it. And he was like, oh, do you live here? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, do you want to get a drink sometime? And I was like, yeah. Okay. Literally the only connection we had was that group chat. He didn't know my content or anything. I think I had like 900 subs at the time. So Clown is just like the nicest dude ever. I think anyone who knows him will tell you that. He can be an elusive little sucker, but he's a great guy. And yeah, he invited me, he's just some little fucking no-name 900 sub YouTuber out just for the meme, I suppose, or just to say hi. And yeah, we linked up at Keem's meet and greet at a local bar here, a local gaming bar called GG Easy. Love it there. It was probably the most baller moment of my life because there was this fucking massive crowd of like 12-year-olds around the corner all lining up to see Killer Keemstar. And Clown came out and like rescued me from the back of the line. He's like, oh, just mess with me when you get here. And I was just chilling at the back. And it was starting to rain and shit as well. And he just comes out and he's like, kudos. I was like, yeah. And he walks me in and he like goes up to the bouncer. He's like, he's with me. And I was like, yeah, I'm with him.
Wait, did he call you Kudos or James?
I actually can't remember. We introduced each other. We introduced ourselves to each other with our proper names. Our real names, I should say. But I think he might have just... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, it'd be kind of weird if you, like, it'd be weird to use YouTuber names in real life. Like, I wouldn't, like, if I go over to Amir's house, I'm not going to say, hey, Doplex. Like, that'd be kind of weird.
I probably would out of, like, just forgetting. Because I feel like I jump between Doplex and Amir.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I'd probably refer to James as Kudos, just because it's, like, force of habit.
Also, because, we have James Miller isn't a coward like me and actually has his real name. So he's kind of the default James, even though I'm older than him. So, yeah, I feel like I'd probably have to. But I'm used to that. When I was in school, there were three kids named James in my class. So we were all just, I'm used to not being called James because it's just never been like the easy thing to call me.
What would they call you?
Actually, they just called me James and then the first letter of my last name. So, and that's what we did for all three of us. Not very creative in school. Anyway,
continue.
So yeah, I got rescued from the back of the line. I had a bunch of free drinks. I felt really bad, but actually, I've never told anyone this story. There was like a bunch of people, just all these YouTubers there in this like VIP area that I got taken into, which was like cool as well. And there was just free drinks, so I was like, sweet, got a rum on the rocks, and I put it up on like this kind of ledge. It was a bit precarious, but it was fine. And then I think I like walked away and talked to someone else for a bit, and then another guy there who was like, I think he was kind of a smaller YouTuber or something as well. I don't really know how he knew the guys, but he was there, and he like sat down, he knocked my drink over, and everyone got kind of mad at him. But I feel really bad because it was my fault the drink was there. Again, it wasn't like in a precarious place, but it was still, this dude knocked it over and caught shit for something I did. Anyway, sorry to him.
I'm both like really interested in this story and also like feeling like this is the biggest tease ever. Like, you haven't even gotten close to the actual, like,
I know, we're skipping it. Well, that was the climax thing. Because now it skips here. We went back to his mansion thing, his Airbnb mansion. By the way, on the way, we're waiting outside for the Uber. And I mean, shout out to this kid, but some kid who I guess was at the meet and greet came up and asked if he could come with us. Like, he went up to Keepstone and he's like, hey, it must have been like 17 or 16, maybe even. I don't know. He looked young. Obviously, Keemstar fan, but he was like, hey, man, can I come to the thing with you? And like, I mean, to his credit, Keem was just like, hey, like, sorry, man, I don't really know you. This is just like a private thing. Like, you know, he let him down gently. And the kid was like, yeah, that's all good, man, thanks, and just walked away. And I just remember being like, shout out to that kid, though. That kid's got some fucking balls on him. I could never do that. So we drove over to his place, and it was in this part of Melbourne, which I'd never been to before, which is just like, just every house on the street is a mansion. It's crazy. I've never been somewhere like that. Like in New Zealand, the mansions on the rich parts of the street, it'd be like a big house and then just a bunch of kind of normal nice houses. But this was like mansion, like one after the other. and I was like, oh, I don't belong here. But then we went to this place, got really drunk. He was drinking Coronas, which was kind of prophetic, I suppose. That was all they had.
Yeah. Part of his plan.
Yeah, exactly. Keem did it.
can I just say real quick, isn't it kind of funny and like kind of fitting that Keemstar would get a mansion Airbnb and not just like a regular Airbnb? Like, it has to be a mansion. It
has to be a flex. There was there was like a bunch of people staying with him. And then I guess on top of that, it was the flex because he was able to like film himself doing shit in it. But
right, of course.
That place was like, again, crazy. It felt like, the way I described it is, it was like the houses you buy in GTA. Like, it felt like the apartments, you know, like these really kind of classy, like expensive places, but you can't actually imagine anyone living there. Like, it seems like the sort of thing, like,
furnished.
Yeah, like it just seems like something you have in like a real estate photograph, like selling.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
What was the name of the the black guy in Grand Theft Auto 5?
Franklin.
Oh, Franklin. Oh, yeah, like Franklin's place.
Franklin.
Yeah, yeah, it was like Franklin's place.
Yeah, his baller mansion, I was like so jealous that like my character got that house in the game.
Yeah.
I was like, I want this house.
But it was like that. You can't really imagine anyone truly living there. It just seems like somewhere that like gets rented out for a couple of days at a time or photographed for real estate purposes or something. It's like miscellaneous art on the wall that's probably expensive, but you're not really sure why. That sort of shit.
Yeah.
But it was like, really nice in there. It was like a really good time. And I just got really blasted. It was a Sunday night and I'd work the next day, which was very smart on my part. But I was like, when else am I going to get this opportunity? The pant. Okay, so I didn't get fully naked. I just got pantsless. Which is arguably better. And it was for, okay, here's what happened. We'd all been drinking a lot. People were start getting in the pool. There was a pool. But like the people who were getting in it were like people who were staying there the night. So they had like change of clothes and like togs and shit. And towels. But I was like, well, I won't get in fully. But I'll just like sit on the edge of the pool and just like hang out and chat with people. Right. Like in the jacuzzi kind of area, I guess. But I was like, I was wearing long.
So you took your pants off?
It was, yeah, exactly. I was wearing long pants. I'm like, well, I can't just. If I was wearing shorts, I would have just like sit on the edge. But I was like, well, I can't roll these pants up. So I'll just take them off and just sit on the edge, like of the pool in my underwear. Fucking who cares? We're all drunk and like people are already like doing the same shit in the pool anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But I sat on the edge of the pool and then I got up and my like ass was wet from sitting on the edge of the pool, obviously, because I didn't think about that. And then there were no towels left. And I was like, well, I don't want to get my pants wet. I guess I'm just going to rock this for a while. And to be fair, like half the people at this point were just like in their togs or like bathing suits or whatever. Cause like a lot of people got in the pool. So I wasn't like,
what's a tog?
Oh, like, swim trunks.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So everyone was in their swim gear pretty much. Like not half, maybe like a third. There was like a lot of people still just dressed normally, didn't get in the pool, but a lot of people did. So it wasn't completely out of, I wasn't just the fucking weirdo. Well, I was, but I wasn't 100% the weirdo walking around naked. And I just waddled around for a while till my pants dried off and then put them back on. Asked Keemstar for a photo while I had no pants on. He didn't say yes for some reason. He wasn't happy. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know. I got some fun photos of people. It was cool.
Keemstar seems like the kind of guy who is, who would just be unhappy just randomly at random times. Like just, he seems like the kind of guy who goes through a lot of moods.
100%.
But then I just went home. I they offered me to stay there the night, but I was like, nah, I got work to do tomorrow, and I somehow Ubered home. It took me like an hour and a half. And
wait, were you pantsless in the Uber?
No, I had my pants. I was under pantsless for probably like an hour.
Oh, okay.
While I waited for my shit to dry off, and I just owned it. Here's the bad thing though, and I didn't realize this till I like checked the photos the next day. Like I said, my ass was wet from sitting at the edge of the pool, which is why I didn't put my pants back on. But I didn't realize how far forward the liquid came from the pool, and it fully looked like I pissed myself.
Nice. But
you know what? I'd do it again. It was a fun night. It was a good meme.
Yeah.
So you can say yes or no to this, by the way, but would you be willing to provide one of those pictures for the render?
No. That's all right. That's exclusive content.
Exclusive
content.
Speaking of which, patreon.com/T1podcast if you want to get bonus episodes of the show, early listening privileges,
Bruh.
A patron only chat, a kiss from Doplex, platonic only, and more.
Be sure to head over to t1.pod.cast.pod.
Dot.
That's the link.
Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, tell him.
You. So anyway, that's the story.
So.
Wait,
I feel like
that's my story of meeting, the first time kind of glimpsing into the, maybe what the future might hold, in my career as a YouTuber. What about you guys? What, any good, interesting stories from big YouTubers you've met or parties you've been to, etc.?
I started really getting socially connected to YouTubers basically right when coronavirus started. So like, yeah. I've met a few of them, but it's been very few. Just because, like, you can't.
I've been saying the same thing to Dopex. I was like, because I've never really made friends online. I don't know why. I just like have struggled to. I've always just been like, you know, really close to my friends in real life. And I'm like, why the fuck did I finally somehow managed to break through that like inability to make friends online and make like a whole bunch of really good ones. The year I cannot meet them. Like, I was saying to Dobix the other day, I was like, shit, if coronavirus wasn't a thing, I'd fly out to the States like next month. Like, I can. I'm in a position to. But the powers that be will not allow it. So,
yeah, Earth next has chlamydia.
Yeah, I'm thinking like September, maybe I might like start actually trying to meet up with people from the content creator sphere, but probably not.
You guys are
then.
Pretty aggressively on the old vaccine train. You know, let's not talk about that. That's boring dumb shit that no one cares about. So
yeah,
fancy people you've met, people with big hats,
fancy people, people with big hats, big pockets with a lot of
loose change
in them,
a lot of 25 cent pieces rolling around.
Like, in a cane.
You ever slow down? Have you ever slowed down a Logan Paul video, a Jay Paul video? They both got massive, like, bulging pockets of quarters in their
just quarters,
and they're three quarters
signify wealth.
Yeah, yeah, and they're wait, what are they called? Three quarter pit. Wait,
the three piece suits.
No, what are three quarter G? The pants, cargo shorts. They've got massive. They got cargo shorts with many pockets, and each one has hundreds of quarters in it. And it's sagging them down. They spend a lot of money on belts, but it's a real show.
I was imagining
of
one of those jazz suits.
The jazz suit.
By the way, guys, speaking of cash, I actually had an idea.
Okay.
And this is, I want to like mentally workshop this here. Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest problems I see in kind of like people's everyday life, other than the inability to speak well or spell well, is their inability to do math very well. And my idea to counter this is a $7 bill.
Okay.
Because it would keep everyone's brain sharp, because it, like not throughout the day, but maybe a couple times a week, you'd encounter this and you'd have to like very carefully like think in your brain. It'd keep your math wheels going.
Mm. Right.
I can see that.
So what do you guys think of this?
Okay.
So, for some reason,
$7 bill.
The number 7 reminds me of Thursdays for some reason. I'm not entirely sure why. I feel like that might have been a tweet I read, but I don't know.
Maybe.
I just have that real, it just gives me Thursday energy. Anyway, yeah, I think that would work. 7 sucks to calculate. Also, if everyone played Magic the Gathering, that'd be good, because it's a lot of calculations between 1 to 20 of all varying types. I feel like I learned a lot about math through that.
Do you think it would work, or do you think it would just piss people off?
In the States, do people still use cash? Because I can't remember the last time I've carried cash on me. It's probably been four or five years.
It's not as common anymore.
Yeah, everyone uses PayWave, though. The people who use cash here are like parents. Like your mom always just has like $50 in cash on her for some reason. You never see her use it.
Well, parents are a lot of people, though.
That's true. But we're also a lot of people.
Yeah. I've had a piggy bank for like the last 4 years, and like I haven't opened it. It's just like a pig.
Okay. I figured because it was you, it would be like a cool little like arcade or like an N64 cartridge or something, but it's just a pig.
Yeah, I don't remember when I got it, but like there's cash in there. But the thing is, I never find myself needing cash, so I've just never opened it.
Sure.
It is kind of weird that like people still do use cash. I haven't used cash in like 10 years at this point.
Yeah, no, it's been ages for me. I just use FBOS for everything.
Yeah.
Just pay, especially over here. PayWave is like in every single store, even like food
What's
trucks.
PayWave?
It's this shit where you like press your card and it just like you don't even have to insert it or type your numbers in.
Oh, you mean like tap pay? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's
like
called pay. It's called PayWave here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. We just tap it. That's just amazing because in New Zealand it's like in 50% of places, but here it's everywhere to the point where like the occasional purchase that's over $80 or whatever the limit is, I have to really struggle to remember my PIN code because I never have to put it in anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. We don't, we barely have that here.
Oh, really? What?
No, we have a ton of tap places. Are you kidding me?
I've never used that. Like, I've never seen a place that offered that.
I think I use it at least once a week.
That's crazy. I always put my card in. It's like, I mean, I see the little thing for it, but I'm like, I don't want to set this up.
To be fair, I live in a fairly rich area, so I mean, it might just be like kind of like a luxury thing, I guess.
Lars, don't we live in the same area? Because I can tell you this area is not rich.
Oh, well, I mean, we live in the same area if you want to call Orange County the same area, but there's a very diverse set of places there.
Yeah, I guess. My area
sucks.
Are you
like the TV show?
Yeah, like the TV show.
Do you guys ever hear that playing when you're outside? Is it just like boom over the like speakers?
They want to let everybody know it's like the TV show.
Yeah, when you go to City Hall, that's just kind of playing on a loop.
Yeah.
So, it's a good song. You probably won't get sick of it.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
$7 bills.
Oh, yeah, YouTubers.
We were talking about the $7 bill.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. Dumpix never told his YouTuber story.
Do you have one?
I was more fixated on just imagining every famous YouTuber walking around in three-piece suits and just a bunch of loose change. That's so funny to me.
it's real though.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go to VidCon, but like pretty much all the YouTubers I know did. And, you know, me living here, I didn't actually have to go and I could just attend, you know, the parties and whatnot. And, I went to an after party, like a VidCon after party. And there was like a bunch of like just YouTubers I've been watching for years there. Like, Chris Raygun, Justin Wang, Wavy Webster, Nerd City was there. It was like, it was just the coolest and most like surreal experience. Cause like me, I'm like, you know, this tiny YouTuber with a tiny penis. I'm like, oh my God, I'm surrounded by people I like.
Beat the pee-pee.
Real quick, you can continue if you want, but after this, but I really appreciate how far I've come with Wang because, okay, way back in the day when we were a little podunk podcast, we asked him to come on. He said he didn't want to. And as of a couple days ago, he followed me on Twitter. So I guess his opinion of me has improved.
I think he got added to a group chat we're in. I think he followed everyone in that, which is how I first got followed by him because I got added into the Doplex and Colossal group chat.
I'm not in there. Boo.
You don't want to be in there. I don't think anyone's talked to that one in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I left that one months ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too. Anyway, let's not talk about fucking group chats. No one else knows about
this. I know, yeah. So, honestly, I feel like all of this is kind of cringe, like just saying like, yeah, we know people. Yeah, we're kind of friends with these people.
Well, I mean, it's true. Yeah, and
I don't know. Nobody wants to listen to that. I wouldn't want to listen to this.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes minutia can be interesting. I mean, it depends on what it is. I feel like some people who've been listening to the podcast this long probably are curious about like insights into our lives and stuff.
I'm interested in hearing more about Doplex's story because I feel like Doplex is just very relatable because that's how I feel as well when I meet people. Which again, I haven't done a lot, but just that feeling of like I'm still small and these people are not, but yet I am here.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like that day it was just like one big surreal experience. Like the day started, I was hanging out with The Right Opinion. We're playing ping pong and he's very good at ping pong, which I thought was really funny. and I met Brain and a Cat. It's a great, great dude.
Every YouTuber has to have like one skill. Like there's always, you always find out like, oh, this YouTuber is secretly like an amazing chess player or they're just like super, like they've been playing some online game for the last like 15 years. And they're like,
I don't think that's like exclusive to YouTubers. I just think that that's just because people have hobbies though.
No, right. No, but like, well, because YouTube's also kind of a hobby. So you kind of imagine like that's their thing. And then you find out they're also good at this other thing as well. It's, people are multifaceted. I know what a revelation, but yeah, it is always funny when you're like, oh, not only are they a really good, successful YouTuber, they're also amazing at ping pong. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a weird.
Right. And that was my thought. I was like, oh, wow, that's like a weird thing to be really good at. But I thought that was funny.
He's hustling ping pong at local bars.
Right. Yeah. but yeah, no, I mean, that was cool.
Being in Melbourne's definitely a big game changer as well. Like if I stayed in New Zealand, there's just nothing happening in New Zealand ever. Well,
aren't there like 6 New Zealand YouTubers? There's really something? Big. It can't be many.
There's really good ones. And I think there's a lot more than you'd think, but still.
Oh, okay.
Well, also they're all up in Auckland and I fucking hate Auckland. So I don't want to be there.
Cockland.
Whereas like Melbourne's like my favorite city, one of my favorite cities in New Zealand, but bigger, and every YouTuber in Australia is here pretty much. So,
oh,
it's definitely a vibe.
Right.
Kudos, do you know Guy Williams, by the way?
I don't know Guy Williams, but I know of him.
Okay, because I kind of want him for the podcast, and I thought maybe like you guys all know each other or something.
He's on like national TV. He's like a celebrity. Do you know Ryan Seacrest? Isn't he one of your guys?
Yeah, Lars, do you know fucking Donald Trump? Because you're American?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Oh, I would love to have Donald Trump on the podcast,
I'd love to
by
have
the way.
Donald
like, I feel like I that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I know it would piss people off, but it'd be so much fun to record. And I wouldn't be nice to him. Like, I'd be a dick.
I'd be nice to him.
I'd be nice to him. He was the president. I'd be like, yeah. We'd do that shit. Remember the other week when we had the guest on, and then you just immediately started talking about some other topic unrelated to them? We'd just do that. We'd just, like, launch into, yeah. like, so anyway, here's Donald Trump. So what do you guys think about if we had a $7 bill? That'd be weird. Just completely, like, just...
That'd be great.
Maybe he'd find that refreshing. He's probably so used to everyone, like...
Like, not even talk about his presidency at all. Like, just...
Yeah. Just get his opinion he's on, like, random topics. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Trump, tell us, what are your thoughts on porn star-branded fleshlights that have been What's making the rounds that? Lately?
Mr. Trump, would you like this $19 Fortnite card?
Mr. Trump, have you noticed Mr. Trump, have you noticed that Ninja... Fortnite Ninja's YouTube presence has really been kind of falling off lately. What do you have to say about that?
And he has, like, a lot to say about all these stuff. Well, yes, I've noticed. I can't do a Trump impression.
That was the worst Trump impression I've ever heard.
Yeah, I've totally noticed.
It's so bad.
It's me, I'm Trump.
He's pretty good at bullshitting, though, so he'd probably just, like, just start saying stuff about the topic and just hope it's... Like, it hits.
It's like, I know the ninja. I know all the ninjas. He'd use this, like, really, over the top exaggeration that he always does. I could see it.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, let's not talk about Donald Trump. Yeah, let's talk about
$19 Fortnite card.
Who desires it? Do you reckon there's any youth pastors who have been, like, done an edit of that where it's the snake talking to Eve? Like, apple of knowledge. Who wants it?
Oh, have you guys seen that video of that one pastor that, like, was talking to a kid and the kid refused to accept the Lord, so he, like, punched him in the face?
Are you serious?
And I walked over to him and I went bam. I punched him in the chest as hard as I crumpled the kid. I just crumpled him.
That's right.
Well, it's like, it's him telling that story, like, that he did that once.
Yeah, no, he punched him in the chest.
Yeah.
I slugged him so hard. Like, just his verbiage of it was like, like, it was so innocent.
I killed him.
I have seen that.
Idea of the youth pastor to me is fascinating. I've only met one, because I never went to church, but I went to, like, a youth group thing one time just because my friends were going and I wanted to hang out with them. I just think the concept of... So, I don't think I've told this story before. I went to a youth, a youth club thing that was run by the church in my town. It was weird because no one I knew went to church, but everyone went to this youth club thing. I guess I was in the country, so I guess we were just kind of, like, didn't have a lot of things to do. And this was like, oh, we're doing sleepovers and movie nights and shit. Come on over. And it was like a big sleepover movie night thing and some hall. And we watched Happy Feet. And then at the end of it, the guy was, like, trying to relate Happy Feet's, like, journey to Jesus. And I found out later watching, I think Your Movie Sucks did a video about how much anti-religious symbolism there is in Happy Feet. Like, it's a very non-religious movie. Like, they constantly make fun of, like, prophets and deities and, you know, like, people who blindly worship and shit. And I just was like, man, that's such a funny movie. And, like, in retrospect, to choose to try and shoehorn that message in.
Right.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad's a pastor. So, I mean, like, I'm very intimately familiar with how the church works and everything. And so, what?
You said never mind. Don't worry.
Ravioli?
Your dad's a pastor.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It was really cool though, because back in the day, because, like, they had something called the teen lounge, which was like, it was like the youth pastor's, like, hangout area. It was like a rec room, and, like,
ignore the cameras.
I wasn't a teenager yet, but since my dad was a pastor, like, I could kind of they were kind of like, let me in, because, like, they didn't want to, like, piss him off. Right. And it was, like, really great, because back in the day, I didn't have any video game systems, but they had an N64 there with NFL Blitz and a bunch of other games, so that was, like, a lot of fun. Like, that's cool. Unfortunately, that was, like, the main reason I went. It wasn't for, like, religious purposes. I just wanted to play NFL Blitz. So,
You know what? I remember, God, there's all these things looking back on it. Again, no one I really knew grew up religious, but I remember there was a thing in school at lunchtime. You could go to, this sounds so fucking dodgy now that I think about it. Like next to my school, there's like a church. Next to my like primary intermediate school, whatever you guys call those.
Yeah.
There was a church, and at lunchtime, sometimes they'd do this thing called Adventure Time, which is like, this is like 10 years before the TV show Adventure Time even existed, but they called it Adventure Time. And, you know, during class, the teacher would be like, oh, by the way, there's Adventure Time over at the church today if anyone wants to go. And you'd go over there, and it's so snaky looking back on it, but like you would, I don't know if they were like a priest or whatever they were, but they would, you'd like, sometimes they'd play games, but usually they'd just tell like a story from the Bible. But the only reason any kid went is because they gave everyone one piece of candy at the end of it. Like, not even a good one.
So that was the incentive.
Like what? Just like a piece, like a gummy, you know, like from a party bag or whatever. Like a
One gummy bear.
One gummy.
Not a small gummy bear. Like it would be like, I don't know, like a decent sized piece of candy, but still just like, you know, not like a fancy whatever. But kids would literally spend their entire like half an hour more lunchtime at this thing just so they could get one sweet, and no one paid it. I cannot remember a single story they told us, and you'd be so fucking bored because you're just sitting on like this concrete steps while this like woman tells you this like very boring story. She's like six and you just want a piece of candy. But man, that's kind of weird looking back on it. They probably just took kids off school rounds just so they could preach to them, and the school was like, this is fine.
Anyway, I want to talk about something. Have you guys heard of Cocaine Bear?
I've heard of
Cocaine Bear.
I've heard of those two things separately.
Yeah, same.
You've heard of bears. Okay. So apparently there was like a bear at some point who got into some cocaine that like fell off of like a smuggling plane. I'm not sure, exactly sure how he got into it, but apparently he did. And he ate like 70 pounds of it and just like went ape shit. Well, I guess bear shit in this case. But, and so it was just a funny story. But now apparently they're making a movie out of it with Elizabeth Banks as the bear, I think.
What?
I could be wrong.
I was going to make a joke that someone's playing the bear, like Jack Black is the bear, but then, it's just real. That's awesome.
I'm looking it up right now just to check.
It sounds like one of those real,
I think she's just producing it.
Oh, Jack Black might be the bear then. It sounds like one of those movies like Hobo with a Shotgun. Like, what are those called? It's like Grindhouse movies. I don't know what they're called, but it sounds like it'd be one of those really stupid, crazy, over-the-top, like, super gory ones. Like an
exploitation film?
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like that'd be cool, though.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Just as
okay, yeah, I'm like, Jack excited. Black
is the bear. It'd be like Speed. Or no, is it Speed? No, Crank. Yeah, Crank with Jason Statham. It'd be like that, but with a bear. Yeah.
I would literally pay $100 for a ticket if they went with Jack Black as the bear. Like just to see him like crawling around.
He's already played one bear, so he's got the resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A panda bear is actually bears.
I really, games.
What?
A panda bear is actually bears.
Jablonski bears.
No.
They're not?
Wait, yeah, of course they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
A red panda's bears.
Wait, aren't they marsupials?
I thought marsupials were like possums.
What?
Well, that is correct. They are.
I feel like we've been wrong about a very like many things on this episode.
That's fine. Yeah. Someone will correct us in post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll wait for the corrections.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. In chat, Jack Black played a guy in Cocaine on Tropic Thunder. He had a cocaine addiction in that, and he's played a bear. So he's technically played these two characters separate. Now he just has to bring them together.
Yeah.
Oh, koalas are marsupials.
Oh, thank you, TJ.
Oh, yeah, koalas.
Okay, actually, not koala bears.
Actually, you know, I think, like, there's some weird stat, like, 99% of all marsupials are in Australia, because, like, kangaroos, koalas, like, just a ton of like native animals here are marsupials. I think there's only a few species outside of Australia that are marsupials. I don't know how that works, but...
Yeah.
I kind of have a related note. I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm realizing that one of my least favorite things when I'm listening to a podcast is knowing that the hosts are completely wrong about something. I'm just like, ugh!
You know what? Okay, not to You know how like the meme about fake news? I know that's like a meme, but there is obviously like instances of that being true. The first time I ever realized that,
like just fake news in general.
You just fake news in general. But I think the first time I ever noticed that was real was, do you ever watch the news as a kid? And there's a segment on video games, and they just get it completely fucking wrong. And you're like,
oh yes. Yeah,
so right. Into video games, so you're like, it's that one time you're actually about to say to your parents, like, no, that's real. Like, I for once the kid knows more. You know, you'd be like, that's not real. Yeah. That's not what really happens.
But the parents don't believe the kids.
Oh.
Yes, that was the first time I was like, oh, the news can be wrong about things. I just thought it was always correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also like, you know how in the movies, once they're playing video games, it's always like the noises are always still like bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. Mm. And they're like, they're playing their control, basically playing it with their foot. Like they're not using it properly at all. And they're just like, double kill. I'm going to get the high score. Yeah. And it's like,
they're playing GTA.
Even in 2021.
They're playing GTA for points. It was like points still. It's like what games had points in it in like 20 years?
It's really weird that they pretend that we're in the 80s. Like they think that we won't know that like modern realistic video games, if they showed like just like Halo from today, that we wouldn't get it, that they're playing a game.
It's this new thing called Nintendo. All the kids are killing their classmates.
There's a thing, a scene or two in Breaking Bad where they're playing, I think it's like, I won't spoil it, but anyway, there's a video games in it. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird because like Breaking Bad's otherwise like such a well-researched show. Like even little things where you're like, you didn't need to put that effort into it, Vince.
Yeah.
Well, they obviously did. But then just for the video game part,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
They just phone it in. Like I can't remember what it is exactly, but they're like playing on the wrong console. And they're like, they're holding the controllers wrong and shit. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just weird.
They're using two different controllers from different systems.
Yeah. It's just weird for like
Sonic Racers.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like every other part of that show is like perfectly like researched and shit for the most part. And then they're just like, I don't know. It just stands out in an otherwise well made show.
Exactly.
Just a little aside, I do like that the chat is not interested in what we're talking about. They're on their own tangent right now about red pandas and stuff.
Oh,
that's great.
I read panda pilled people.
Discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune in these episodes live and talk about stuff other than what we're talking about in the chat.
Do not join if you're looking for the Among Us channel, though. The famous Among Us channel used daily by fellow First Podcast Discord members has been axed. You can no longer find it. However, there is a small crewmate still in the recording chat, so it lives on in our hearts and minds.
I want to give credit where credit is due, by the way. Do you guys watch House of Cards back in the day?
No,
I didn't. No, I always thought Kevin Spacey was a bit sus. I thought someone should vote him off. I saw him vent.
He
vents in episode one, and I was like, nah. So I stopped watching it, but no, I never did.
Yeah, the guy turned out to be a total creep. But his acting skills are great. It's a really good show. And one of the things I really liked about it is that they got gaming right. Like he has a PS3 and he has a PlayStation Vita, but he calls it a PS Vita because like you wouldn't just say PlayStation Vita in casual conversation necessarily. You call it a PS Vita.
The Sony PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, the game that he's playing on the screen matches like his... He's actually like he's literally playing the game for the scene. So like it makes sense. I wanted to applaud them for that, for like just doing the basic diligence for that kind of stuff.
Well, they'll do stuff where they'll be playing a game. Like Tej just mentioned in chat that there's a scene where Jesse plays Rage. That's not really a spoiler. Sorry if you're mad at me, you're excited to find out what games Jesse plays throughout the show.
We get a single downvote on the new episode.
God like damn it, I haven't gotten to the Rage bit yet. But yeah, for memory, I could be wrong on this, but I know I've Steven seen this in other things. I think he's playing Rage, but I think there's like no UI. Like it looks like it's from like a trailer or something, you know? Like they're just...
No.
Yeah.
What it is, I've never played Rage, so I don't even know if this is true, but I'm pretty sure there's no like... And I could be totally wrong, but I remember seeing this, that like, because he's playing with like a gun controller.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, they're playing with like a light gun. Like it's fucking Duck Hunt.
But I'm pretty sure, I don't think there's like light gun in Rage. I'm pretty sure it's just like a PS3 game, right?
I can't think of any games that have had light gun until like VR.
Right, or Wii.
That's the thing, there's probably some Wii games that they like, I get what they were trying to do in that scene. Like they wanted to show him shooting a gun. Like that's all like thing I can say without spoiling it. Like they wanted to just have him shooting a gun, but they just couldn't find any game that actually had that. But there must have been some, even just like, I don't know. some arcade.
They could have gotten a Wii.
I'm surprised that that genre is not more popular. I feel like a lot of guys, especially, would be into games where the controller is a gun and you point it at the screen.
Well, that's actually VR. We have that now. Yeah. There's a lot of that.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Boneworks.
Yeah. That was like when I played VR, any of those games where there's like semi-realistic guns just makes you go like, oh, like there's even there's one called Out of Ammo. It's not realistic at all. It's like a cartoony game with like big cartoony graphics, but you actually have to like unload the gun and like, you know, in some cases like reload or like you pull back the bolt or whatever. Sorry, I don't use a lot of guns, so sorry my vernacular's off. But like, it just feels, you know, when you first try VR for the first time, you're just like, I actually have to put the bullet in to the chamber. I have to actually like load the magazine in, and you can do cool shit where you like, because you just pull infinite magazines out of your ass. You just put your hand behind your back. You can do cool shit where you like line them all up on the sandbag in front of you, just like empty your clip, pull the magazine out, then slam the whole gun down onto it, and so you've just kind of. Like you're like metagaming, reloading. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. That's kind of how Boneworks is. It's very like tactile and realistic in that sense. And that shit's so cool.
You see cool shit where people like throw like a magazine into the air and then catch it in their gun, which like wouldn't work in real life. Yeah. But the game doesn't, like the game just checks if if the two objects are colliding and they're like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like Boneworks, you can like line up the clips and like drop your gun on top of it. And they have like a slow motion button. So you could do it in slow-mo.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And then it's just, yeah, it's just like literally, it's Viagra for gamers.
I think that's, well, that's just normal Viagra. That's Blue Chew, actually.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to get into VR once they start introducing stuff like tactile feedback and things like that.
You just hire,
I mean, that's kind
you
of
could
a
hire
thing.
Some dude just come punch you in the
they
gut.
They have tactile feedback already?
Yeah. Or you mean like with the vests where you like feel it? Or you mean just like,
no, I mean
in
like,
your
like with
controller.
Your, like you have like gloves and you put it, like it makes it so you can like feel like a wall or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, yeah. That's, I mean, we're barely on finger control, so.
Of course, yeah, but I'm saying like, I think VR is going to get really cool. It's cool is kind of like conceptually now, and some games are fun, but I feel like it's going to get really fucking cool when we can actually better simulate the situation as
right.
Like right now it's kind of mostly visual.
You can get those machines that like jerk you off in time with what's happening on the screen. I don't those are for specific games though.
Yeah.
Like Boneworks.
And for specific kinds of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A different kind of bone.
I like we see those
a different kind of working bone.
Isn't there that video where there's like some it's like some Japanese sex convention and there's some dude just fucking absolutely going to town on one of those and they're like but like he has to have his fucking Johnson away, but he's got the VR headset and he's just so into it. You can tell he's been like transported to another world. And like,
he's like lying down.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like completely like unaware of like the 500 people just walking past him. It's so
and filming
fun.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just like so into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be me one day.
God, imagine being that guy.
He's a king. He's living his best life. He doesn't give a shit.
That's true.
The dream.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can we do the purchase corner?
Lars's purchase corner. What is he gonna get?
What did he get this week?
What did he find in a ditch?
What did he put in his ass?
Oh, we don't. That'll be a long segment.
Oh, we're doing the extended version of the theme song this time. Yeah. Okay. So, my busted ass computer was 7 years old. And it couldn't do 4K for shit. And so when I got my new computer, I realized, oh, hey, I can upgrade from 1080p. So I did. So I got a 50-inch 4K TV.
What the
and
fuck?
And I use it as my monitor now. Yeah. And it's pretty fucking boss, dude. Like, that's the only way I can put it. It's really... If you haven't had a 4K computer... I'm sorry. If you haven't experienced 4K yet, it is pretty cool.
You just use it for Twitter though, don't you?
Yeah, Twitter is like a whole new paradigm for me now. It's like, you know,
the thirst traps are in 4K. Whoa.
No, but it's like, no, it's really cool. It's just like it's
resolutions in 4K.
I didn't think it was going to be as cool as it was.
I'm definitely keen to get on it because I managed to snag a 3080 at the end of last year, but I'm still cranking on. I'm not on 1080. I'm like slightly above it. I'm on like
1440.
Yeah, I think I'm on that one. which is okay. Like good, but yeah, I'm pretty keen to give a 4K crank sometime.
Yeah.
4K is nice.
I've been wanting to, it also has HDR, which is really cool. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that.
Yeah. I mean, HDR is pretty standard on consoles.
I had that on my TV in my lounge and it is crisp.
Well, it's standard on the consoles, but you need a TV that has it though as well.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. My living room TV has that. It's just, I never really understood what that is though. It's just, it makes things a little darker. I don't really understand what HDR is.
It just makes things look cooler. I don't know how to put it.
Mm. It's weird that when you go to like a place that sells TVs, an electronic store, I suppose, and you walk around, you just see like these hyper crisp images. You know, they're playing like the demo. And it's like some fish floating around in like coral reefs or some shit. And you're like, God damn. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I can see every pixel. It's so crisp. And you get home and you just fucking
put on like
YouTube videos.
Yeah. I'm going to watch Nikocado like Avocado in 4K.
I'm going to watch Nikocado throw up in 4K. Yes.
So I'm just going to go over my editing like studio. And I'm curious what your guys' setups are as well. So
I have
my computer out in the garage.
Where it belongs.
Eventually I'd like to not, because there's a lot of reverb in here, but sure, basically
you're in the
garage.
Why are you in the garage? Did the wife kick you out or something?
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking. Anyway, so
that sounded real.
Yeah. No, it's. I'll explain my living situation to you guys in private someday, because it's pretty complex, but it'll make sense once I talk to you guys about it. I just
sure.
I don't
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to
address
explain
as well.
On there. Yeah. Okay. So I have it set up so that I have the 4K monitor, or the TV. I just use that as a monitor because I realized you could do that like 7 years ago. I realized, I don't have to buy this dinky little monitor. I can use a whole TV because they have HDMI now. And I also have a side monitor on the side. I don't know why I said that twice. And basically I have my main editing on the front screen. And then I have a couple things on the side. Like if I'm listening to a podcast or watching a YouTube thing while I'm working, I'll put that on the side. What do you guys have?
You go first, Doplex, you big bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck you, Doplex. Go ahead.
So, pretty much, I need a new desk, right? Because my monitors are like about to fall off. Because my dumbass was like, I really want three monitors, but I want one of them to be an ultra wide. So I have my ultra wide dead center, and then I have two like regular sized monitors on the side, and like they're legit like hanging off my desk. Like,
wait, how is this practical in the first place, though? Because isn't that like a very wide field of vision that you cannot possibly consume all at once?
Well, so I mean, as an editor, I need like a full timeline, right? Like I need to see my whole timeline. So like my ultra wide has my premiere timeline, and then the one on the right has like my preview screen, and the one on the left has like my effects, and then like, I don't know, my browser or whatever. And like it's been pretty nice. Like I have everything like readily available to me. I don't need to like, you know, tab through different windows and shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty clutch. Kudos.
That's cool. Nice. I have two monitors, but I want to get a third. You're saying 4K sounds very enticing. I recently upgraded my whole setup, but I'm keen to get another monitor. Like, and I want to turn one of these ones sideways, so I've got like a vertical one for...
Nice.
which you'd think I'd do coding, but I just want it for Twitter.
Yeah.
Or just, I mean, it's also good for like editing, like just being able to have a fix and that sort of shit.
Don't get it for Twitter, man, because Twitter's not a good website, buddy. Like, I wouldn't want it like add to your Twitter consumption.
No, I just want it for shit. Like, the main reason one is for like streaming and shit, like being able to have chat or Discord or, you know, just that sort of shit on the side. Just be a bit easier. And worst case, I just rotate it back up to being horizontal again and use it for something else. But I found very much like your monitors, you always could use one more. Like you're always gonna find enough uses for them. Like when I first got two monitors, I was like, holy shit, I can do two things at once. What the fuck? I can have a game up on this screen and then like a walkthrough or whatever on the other screen, or not a walkthrough because I don't look up walkthroughs because I'm not a loser. but you know, like I can have like Twitter or something on the other screen. And now it's like I've got two monitors. I'm like, man, I could probably use a third one for something because I've always got like Premiere or something on one screen or Audition. I want to check the like waveforms so that I'm not like stopping halfway through. And then I need to have Discord. And then I have, the mind finds a way. You always find something to fill these screens.
I love how in every like movie that has a hacker, they always portray him as having like seven monitors and typing on four keyboards at one, hacking into the mainframe and like enhance. You ever see, just like.
Do you ever see people who do that shit though online? They've got like two computers side by side on like an extra long desk. And you're like, you're a fucking freak. What do you need two computers for?
I feel like, I don't know if I've said this before, but I feel like freak is an underrated insult.
It's great. Pretty good.
It's basically what you're saying is that someone is so ugly and deformed, they need to be part of a freak show.
It's also one of those rare insults that's like simultaneously offensive, but no one's canceling you for saying it. Like it has sting, but no one's going to be like, you can't say freak because freak is associated with, like, there's no disparaged group that is associated with freak. I guess perhaps maybe like the deformed. No one's out betting for them for some reason.
They probably should. Like that's like the ultimate thing you can't change.
So. Yeah, well, I think people aren't batting for them because people know better not to make fun of them. Like there isn't a racist for deformed people. You know, like nobody's like loud and proud about their hate of deformed people. Like there aren't like racists.
I'm surprised that there isn't.
Yeah, I mean maybe like back in like the, I don't know, like the early 1900s maybe, but I can't imagine like, you know, nowadays having like, you know, neo-Nazi-esque people that are just against people who look different than them in like a more physical sense, if that makes sense.
It's also very rare, like I guess just with like modern medicine, it's very rare when you actually see someone who is genuinely like very, you know, deformed in a way, like they've got, I don't know. I can't really think of anything to describe, but this I'm saying, you really don't see it that often. Like you don't see someone who's just got like half a torso or something or like a hand growing out of their chest. It's, these things don't happen that often anymore because we've managed to figure out how to mitigate most of it. So yeah.
There was a group. Okay. So it's pretty rare that I get freaked out by someone.
Oh, the blue man group. They weren't actually blue. That was just paint.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't talking about the blue man group. So there was, I was on one of those like, you know, just like Wikipedia binges where you go through 17 different pages and stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
I get that on Pornhub.
Yeah, I was curious about twins.
Yeah, you were.
and then I found, I feel really bad talking about this because it's obviously completely out of their control. But I found out about Abby and Brittany Henzel.
Oh, are those they're like attached at the head or something?
They're attached at the torso.
Yeah, but they're also like two separate people.
They got two separate boyfriends, don't they?
Yeah.
Two separate boyfriends. You have to specify. How perfect would it be if they found a guy who was exactly like them and they were like, well.
Yeah, they all get married together.
Perfect.
So, here's the thing. It's like I can't control my impulse reaction to when, if I were to see someone like this. I'm going to put it in the chat.
I just got, I'll put so a link horny to
this in the audio, but just like, if I saw someone who looked like this in person, I'd be like, wow, like, holy shit. She has two heads.
It does look like if like a iPhone panoramic fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's also a situation where like the main situation in which I've experienced two headed things is in World of Warcraft.
Right.
The ogre mages?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, say the race. Yeah. Fucking ogres, I mean, the one race in WoW.
I don't know. I feel like if I met them in real life, I'd be like more interested just to like, because that's definitely something you don't see every day. You know, like
that must
to see somebody
so
with,
weird, by the way. That must be like the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, but I mean, like, obviously they can't control it. It's completely out of their control. And I mean, given how their proportions are, like, there's really no rectifying that, it looks like, unless they were both, like, just straight up cut right down the middle and they both had one arm and one leg.
Yeah.
Because you can see, like, there's been like so many documentaries and stuff on them, because they do share certain organs, and then I think they've each got like one heart maybe, but then they share like a stomach and things. Like, yeah, it is fascinating how like what was duplicated and what wasn't.
Right. Yeah.
And then I guess also the fact that they just like grew through to adulthood, like just more or less fine.
Like if anything, it's kind of impressive. Like, because I feel like, you know, the human body, you know, just to like persevere through such a wicked like deformation and like just be able to like live life and be happy. Like, that's kind of impressive. Like, you got to give it to them. Like,
yeah, it's crazy that somehow this didn't. I mean, I guess they are a rare exception. I'm sure most conjoined twins probably have a lot more hard times than they do, especially like historically. But it's still crazy. The human body can just kind of like work shit out. Like, okay, we've got two hearts. We can make that work.
Yeah. They're still like making a deal.
I think
we could do this.
One stomach. Okay. Just
all right.
Both the esophaguses just line up? I don't know. Yeah, it is. And then, like, they've all got lungs and shit, and they can talk. It's nuts.
Yeah.
If they both breathed in really hard, questions.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd be more interested in just, like, asking them how they do it, how they live. It's like, man, that shit must be kind of tough.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
Also, okay, I'm gonna ask the question.
Okay.
Just because you might as well.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I know it's crass, but for the experience, would you?
No.
I don't think I could.
I'm gay, Lars. I think we've already done this.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be like a story you could bust out at parties. Like, yeah, I had sex with a two-headed girl.
I don't see women as stories, Lars. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't see women as stories? Women are people. You have stories about
I don't see women as bar tricks.
You have stories about people in your life.
Check this out.
I think like Dopey said, I'd just be too fascinated. I don't even think I could. I'd just be like, so, like, how do you? It would just be nothing but battle
shit?
Night.
Tell me how you shit.
I think also they control. I seem to know a lot about this for some reason. I think Emily told me all about them. I think each of them control one half of their body.
Wait, really?
Like, yeah.
Like one of them controls the right half, one of them controls
that's
the left.
True.
So it's like Octodad.
What the fuck? Well, how do they walk?
No, I imagine after like 20 years of it, you get used to it.
It's like co-op.
It's co-op?
Yeah, it's co-op. Like, you know, the running game?
Q-U-O-P. Yeah, the one that made Critical famous.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said co-op. Like, that was even funnier. Like,
well, that too.
They're playing the co-op campaign of life.
It is co-op mode for humans.
Yeah, it's split screen. They're just
And Heroes of the Storm, there's one hero, again, the ogre, one of the ogres from World of Warcraft, that two players control. Because he's got two heads. I always thought that was an interesting idea for like a League of Legends start, like a MOBA character. Like each character, two players play the same one and they all control different parts of them.
I wonder if Abby and Brittany played that game, if they would gravitate towards that naturally.
If they're like, they're just like, they're like fucking top tier, like number one in the world. That one character. Yeah, maybe. I guess you'd have to, they'd have like really good, I don't know, but they said they've only still got two arms. So you'd still need like...
Yeah.
You need two keyboards and two mouse.
Because if it was literally two different sets of limbs, I feel that would actually kind of be cheating.
Yeah. Because
they'd have an unfair advantage over the other players who are only one person. I'm going to be very careful when I edit this, by the way, just to make sure we don't come across as huge assholes towards the
right. Two people. I think that would just be you, Lars, because you're like, if I saw them, I'd be like, ew.
I didn't say ew. I said I would be very surprised. I'd be like, ah.
Yeah,
so you added the U there.
Well, there was a scream.
You're telling me if like you weren't expecting it and a two-headed person came out, you would be like, you would just be like completely normal? Like, you wouldn't be surprised at all? You'd just like, oh, that is a very normal thing to experience.
I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be like verbally surprised. I'd be like, ah.
I don't know. I feel like in that situation you might be not because you're being a dick, just because it's so unusual that you'd be like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
I mean, maybe, probably to myself.
You know, there's parts of the world that are just like not safe to traverse. Like, you know, gang-ridden areas, or like parts that are like, you know, it's just part. There's parts of the world you probably shouldn't go, especially like say late at night. Do you reckon they could? Because everyone would just like, if someone did come out to like mug them or something, they'd just be like, "What the fuck?" And they're just like, well, they wouldn't even know what to do. They'd be like, "Okay, you can go."
that's true, actually. Yeah, maybe they're impervious to a lot of the world's more bleaker areas.
Yeah, they're like going into like I don't know. What's the scariest part of South America that you've been to, Dopex? Was it Tijuana? What's the most cartel-ridden part of South America? They could just like rock through there, all good.
I went to San Felipe once, and I legit thought I was going to die.
Oh, really?
I mean, just living in Mexico in general, like I've almost died plenty of times, but like that time was like probably the scariest, just from like an experience standpoint, you know, like an actual, like a gang, like surrounded me and my friend.
Oh shit. What happened?
Yeah. I guess I can tell the story. So, I was vacationing in San Felipe, which is a gorgeous beach town. It was me and like some of my friends, and pretty much all you do in San Felipe is just go there. You get a hotel, you know, it's imagine like Miami, but like on a much smaller, like much, much smaller scale. So anyway, we left the hotel. It was like pretty late. We went to like the gas station just to go get like some snacks or whatever. And as we walked in, there was like two entrances to this liquor store. And there was this group of guys, and they all looked identical. Like they all looked exactly the same. They were all wearing white t-shirts. They all had like frosted tips and like a rat tail. Like they looked like a gang out of like a cartoon or something.
Their GTA NPC spawning glitched out.
Yeah, exactly.
The same model five times.
Yeah, and they all had like bloodshot eyes. So it was like really freaky. But like I remember I finished paying and I turned around and I ran into this guy's like chest because he was like so close to me. I was like, oh shit. And he was like staring at me dead in the eyes. And then like these other guys like come out from behind him and they're surrounding us. And then we look at like the other entrance and then more of them are coming in and they're all like coming towards us. Like obviously we're American. So like they're going to do some shit. And luckily there was like in San Felipe, since it's a beach town, all the cops ride around on four wheelers. So luckily a cop pulled up and like basically scared them off and like escorted us back to our hotel. That was like easily like one of like the scariest fucking moments ever.
Jesus.
We're just like, yeah, we don't know what these guys are going to do to us.
What do you reckon they would have done? Like you're in a store, right? Like they wouldn't have, would they have done some shit in a store? Like,
well,
really
I mean,
bad or?
Probably just based off like the cashier's response where he just kind of like slowly backed up and walked like into the back room. They probably would have done some shit. Yeah,
man. Fucking hell. Well, I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah.
So what was it? Outside of that experience, what else made San Felipe a dicey place to be? Or was it just that one experience?
It was just that, because like it seems so nice outside of that. Like, you know, there's like during the day, there's like people partying. It's like a good time, but I guess you're just not supposed to go out at night.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, man, that's scary. Well, I'm glad you didn't get hurt.
Thanks. I live to tell the tale.
You ever had a very lucky life?
I really have, honestly. Like, just like with. Just like with the sheer amount of time, like especially living in Mexico and just like all the crazy shit and like living there during a time where I probably shouldn't have been living there and at an age where I probably shouldn't have been living there. Like I'm very lucky to be alive, especially just being a stupid kid.
Yeah. Like you could have so easily fallen into, I don't know, just the wrong place at the wrong time or someone
I could have been
you get recruited.
Traffic.
Yeah. You could have become a gang member, Dopex.
Oh yeah, maybe I should have.
Maybe you could be their editor. You could edit their beheading videos.
Wow.
Well, someone has to.
What's up, YouTube?
What's up, Live Leak? It's your boy.
It's
back
your
at
boy.
It again with another banger.
Today we captured this American.
No, you put die docs over it.
Wait, what?
You put die docs out.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But it's like a sentimental moment.
they're like cutting his fingers off and like peeling his foreskin back and stuff.
That reminds me of the time that I asked James Miller if he was willing to do a video without using Dire Dire Docs, and he just straight out refused. I find his admiration for that track very amusing. Yeah, it's good.
It's a good track to use.
Yeah. I know we've talked about it before, but I feel like that whole N64 era is just great for background music.
It's true.
Yeah. It is a banger. I think it's like the perfect blend of like nostalgia and
solid music.
Yeah. Like it's also like the limitations of the hardware. Like they could only make certain sound effects.
Right.
And they just happen to have like a really good, I don't even know. Wait, you, Dopex, you're an audio man. Wait, sorry, you're a music man. I mean, what is that called where it's like the notes or the soundscape that they could use? What is that?
Oh, I think it's not MIDI. That's not what it is. It's, I know what you mean. Like, just like that collection of sounds, like kind of like what Silva Gunner uses to like make different stuff.
Well, like, you know, you can very clearly tell a game.
Are you talking about Silva Gunner or Siva Gunner?
Wait, is there no L?
No, Silva Gunner? That's the troll. It's Siva Gunner. It's a capital I.
Oh.
Well, either way, you can really tell the difference between like a Game Boy game and like a Game Boy Advance game, for example, just because like the range of sounds that they were able to like pull from to make their soundtrack is different.
Right.
The same with the N64. I feel like there was definitely limitations to what they could use. It's got a very just cozy vibe.
The one downside of the Game Boy Advance, I feel like, is that they were able to start making a lot more sophisticated music, but it was always like really super compressed. Like the Metroid Fusion soundtrack is great, but it's so compressed. Like it sounds so like
it is very crispy.
Lo-fi. And I would love to listen to the like remastered version of that. That's actually like hi-fi, but I don't think we'll ever get that.
I think we will because actually. Super Mario World. You know, obviously the soundtrack is complete bangers, but like they recently got like the high fidelity ones and it sounds like a completely different soundtrack.
Oh, really? I want to hear that now.
I prefer it compressed because of how weird it sounds like, and it's like, you know, it's full range. Like it sounds so weird to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to bring something up to you guys because I think you're going to find this especially amusing.
Okay.
And I talked about it in the server at one point. I don't think you guys were here, but apparently.
Yeah, well, once the Among Us channel was deleted, I haven't really been around too much.
Is this Among Us?
Don't plex laugh. That's all I needed.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I'm gonna go hit this boat lick. What were you saying, Lars?
Okay, so someone apparently thinks that wasn't Mike Diva on his episode. Oh,
well, it wasn't. So,
wait, what do you mean? Are we
great joke, James. We're caught out. it's amusing to me just because, like, of all the things to be suspicious of, like, why would you think that that's not him?
Yeah,
I don't know. Did they provide evidence? Maybe we did get swindled. I don't know. Keep options open here.
I mean, there's plenty of, like, reference material to hear Mike Diva's voice.
Yeah.
To know it's him.
Yeah.
To be fair, if anyone was to, like, upload a full soundscape of their voice to, like, some kind of AI software,
yeah,
could then generate more text, it would be Mike Diva. So theoretically, someone might have found that and then just said they were him and also hacked his Twitter account.
Yeah, they would have had to hack everything, like his email, his Twitter.
I'm just saying, don't rule it out, man. I never saw his emails.
YouTube, because we were able to tag it.
Yeah, a lot of.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess. Just, I mean, it's possible in the way that like the flat Earth is possible. You know, it's like it's not really worth.
Is it? I don't even know. Is flat Earth like physically possible? Because that being is physically possible.
Well, yeah, I guess like, it is. Yeah.
Like it is logistically possible. Unlikely, but possible.
Earth is the shape of a gusher.
This is more like, what's a good conspiracy theory?
I feel like if you were the kind of, how do I put this? Like, if it would be a lot more work to hack his Twitter and his YouTube and his email and all that other stuff than to just ask him to come on the podcast. Like, you'd be adding a lot of layers.
Oh, so they think we did it. Right. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I like the idea that we just got swindled. Like, someone just fully posed as him and like came on and then like pulled the wool over our eyes.
That makes me think it might be really funny for us to like do an episode with a quote unquote guest that's someone really famous, but it's a very obviously like bad parody of it. Like, we would get someone who could do a really shitty Elon Musk impression and then just say, oh yeah, this is Elon Musk. I don't know. I think there could be some comedy in that.
Dopex just cuts up like 50 like words from like interviews with him and puts it all on a soundboard and just like strings
make sense.
There has to be like, someone must have made a list of like the keywords you need to hold a conversation in English. Like, there must be only like a certain number, like yes, no, like and, if, but, so on and so forth. Like, just these kind of like conjunctions and then a few, I don't know.
Yeah, we would have to ask a lot of Boolean questions in this situation, but yeah.
But like just enough for it. And then like, you know, some Elon Musk specific ones like space, rocket, I don't know, Tesla, whatever. Tesla. Good. I like space.
Doge.
Interesting. Elon Musk, what's your opinion on Israel?
Doge, Tesla, meme. Yes, Doge, Tesla, meme. Car, space.
Interesting. What do you think is like the most you'd pay for a Fortnite card, Elon Musk?
Doge, night, teen. Fortnite card. Yes.
We would go out of the way to like cut together him saying Fortnite card.
It's one of so our 50, like,
it's one of our 50 words. I don't know. So those are Shmoyoho guys cut together Biden singing the Fortnite version of American Boy. Your Xbox been playing Fortnite. You can't take me to my I mean, like, anything's possible.
Yeah, that's true.
It sounds pretty good too. Like, it sounds like he's actually saying it.
Yeah, and I do appreciate the making the mouth move to make sense.
Yeah, that's some next level shit. And do you remember like in the 90s and 2000s, for some reason they had nothing but pet movies where they were all pets. And they had to somehow animate their mouths moving when they talked, and it like varied in quality. But usually it just like really unnaturally, the jaw would just like go up and down.
Yeah. Like, they were just like, giving peanut butter.
No, not even that. Like, it was done in post, obviously, because it just moves. It moves so like jerkily, like not how a dog's mouth moves at all. But they need to like match human speech.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're past the era of live action pet movies.
Oh, God. I hated all of them. I don't know. Cats versus Dogs. Those sucked. Yeah. Was and Beverly Hills like Chihuahua any good?
Yeah, Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
I never saw
like
that one.
They haven't stopped. They've just moved to like direct to video or
that's pretty much dead.
Shitty streaming services and stuff.
Nobody cares about those.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying I think that's where they move because they're kind of they're probably mildly profitable for like just something to give your shitty kids to watch.
They're probably more. It's not even that. It's probably just like laundering money. It's probably like, we'll just launder money through the studio. Let's make a shit movie that goes direct to DVD.
I honestly think that's the case.
It's fascinating when you really think about how many things are just set up to launder money. Like, how many, like, you're like, what? How did this awful game get made? Like, who gave them like $20 million to build this?
Right.
Like, no one's playing it. And it's like, they probably don't even give a shit. It's probably someone's running money through it. Actually, there's a casino that just opened in Sydney, and it was like $1 billion, or actually I can't even remember, maybe not a billion. No, it wouldn't have been a billion. That's too much. It was like, it was a very fucking expensive casino anyway, like, you know, in like a high rise building with, you know, super flash. I mean, it's a casino, right? It's a fucking expensive, flashy casino. And the company that owns it just got done for like being involved in international crime, like letting, you know, organized crime launder money through them, or, you know, just do general organized crimey things with a casino.
Right.
And as a result, I think the Australian government's like taking their license away. They're like, you know, gambling license. So essentially now they've got this like several $100 million building in like the center of Sydney they just can't use as a casino anymore. So they're just like having to fill it with, I don't know, fucking GameStop or something. It's so funny. Like, God, you guys are fucking... On the other hand, it's a casino. I don't know what you expect. Like, they kind of go hand in hand with organized crime.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doplex, did you get your stimmy yet?
No, I did not.
Okay. Mine's dropping on the 17th. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh.
Not because I'm going to do anything with it. I'm just going to save it, but...
You're going to look at it and smell it?
Yeah.
Daddy's going to give it a sniff.
Okay, so here's a thing. And this is like politics adjacent, but it struck me as one of the weirdest things.
Sorry, continue.
So I don't know, just for our international listeners, I'll explain. So when we got stimulus checks during the Trump administration, they were delayed because he insisted on like signing all of them. It was so bizarre. Like, it's weird to think that was a thing.
Yeah. I'm going to put on some lipstick and kiss him.
Like, it's weird that was ever a thing.
Yeah.
It is weird. It's weird that you've only just gotten another stimulus now.
Yeah. They've been pretty stingy with them here.
Stingulous. Mine runs out next month. So, we're also not in a pandemic anymore, really. So, fair enough.
By the way, I was driving down the street the other day and I saw a place that advertised itself as a bankruptcy and divorce lawyer. And I was thinking to myself, that must be a really fucking depressing job to have.
So, like, it's rock bottom.
Yeah, all your life is handling people's just horrible problems. Like, dead marriages and money issues. Like, all of your fights
they go
all
hand
day.
In hand.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it.
I think that's true. I think the number one reason for divorce is money. I think that's, like, statistically the case.
Money?
Yeah, like finances.
It's like keys cut while you wait. You know, they're like, you're already here for divorce, so may as well, you know, one, two.
That's probably
it's
why
like a Taco Bell KFC combo restaurant.
Do you reckon they kind of work it together? They're like, you go on because you're having money issues, and they're like, do you know if you got divorced, you'd actually be saving thousands of dollars a month?
And they weren't planning on it, but they're like,
they're fully content. And then, they're like, well, actually, while you're here, coming over to this other counter.
Yeah, like maybe he started as a bankruptcy lawyer, but then he realized that like adding divorce to it would be beneficial to him.
Right.
And then he adds like child custody, like family lawyer as well. It's like the three-peat. He's all in one place. It's your one-stop shop.
But it's done like a candy bar at the checkout line. It's like, well, I wasn't planning on getting this, but...
Yeah, we can upgrade your package. Oh, actually, speaking of, I got swindled $200 on a plugin website the other day.
Really?
I went to buy a plugin, right? And it was 57 US, which is like pretty decent for what it was. And then it was like, you know, they do that classic shit. Oh, it was like, you know, it was like 40% off or something, down from like $100. And I was like, that's pretty good. And then they were like, oh, did you know you can add on a complete package with like 20 other packs as well for only $99, down from $2,000. I'm like, all right, that's a fucking lie. What kind of loser buys these packs for $2,000? But all right. I was like, but they were really vague about how they said it. And it was almost, it made it sound like, oh, you were paying $57. If you upgrade to the $99 package, you know, for $32 more, you get everything. And I was like, shit, well, that's, you know, $3 more for like 12 more packs and they look really good. Why not? So I click yes, hoping it would take me to like a review screen where I could see whether or not that's the case. And it was just like, okay, great. That's all gone through and all your purchases are made. And I was like, wait, what? Wow. Like, it was literally just went from like, there was no review screen. There was no confirm at the end. It just fucking launches you into it.
I think you can report that, right?
No, I don't know. Well, you probably could report it, but like I looked through. Because like, before I clicked yes, I did look through all the packs and I was like, yeah, like I do want these. Like there's some of these I could really use in this next video and a few others. So I was thinking like, oh, if, you know, I could get in contact with them and ask for a refund on that $99 pack. But it is stuff I actually would like to have. So I'm going to hold on to it. But I was a bit like, you motherfuckers, this is how you get everyone, isn't it?
Yeah. Wait, did you get the pack though? Like, did you get
stuff?
Yeah, no,
I got it. Yeah, no, I did get it.
I thought you were going to say they just took your money and said like,
No, fuck no, no. You. They did supply the goods. It was just very like very sudden. you click once and it's just no checkout. You've just bought it. You know?
Right.
Can you tell me the name of this website so people can avoid it?
Sure. Well, I mean, I do like their things, so I guess I can recommend that. But if you want to get swindled, it's wait, I don't know if I want to. What if I get sponsored by them? I don't want to besmirch names. Wait, I'll tell you just to put in the final edit. It's a.com. Yeah.
Are you sure you want me to censor that? Because I feel like people have a right to know, like, the websites that are going to trick them into spending more money.
Well, the only thing, people have a right to party, and I don't really know, like, beyond that, I don't think people have a lot of rights.
Right.
Apparently, it's still Happy Holidays. 3 months late on their website. So, well, happy
Christmas.
I mean,
there's always
everyone.
Some sort of holiday.
Yeah. No, actually, yeah, because when I bought it, it was the Lunar New Year one, which I was like, all right, that's kind of a bit late, but sure, maybe it's like a month long Lunar New Year thing. I don't know how long Lunar New Year's goes, but now it's just back to Christmas. that's funny. Again, it's one of those things that they've always got like a sale and it's always only on for another 5 hours, so you better act fast, right, kind of thing.
But that you refresh and the timer starts over.
Yeah. But I mean, for what it is worth, like they do have the plugins that I've used at the very least are very good. And they do exactly what I need them to do. So
yeah.
The wild world of plugins. I'm sure everyone's excited about that.
That's a really odd mix of like a very useful website and very deceptive purchasing practices.
Yeah.
I was talking to, Tom Videoga from yesterday's podcast the other day about games that do shady shit, like Dune 2016, pretty much considered by everyone to be a great game, myself included. I love that game. But they like withheld review copies from, like they didn't let anyone review it until after it was out. And so everyone, like, it just made that seem super suspicious, like the game was actually really shitty.
Yeah. Also, it was really dumb because the game was great. And they could have benefited a lot from it.
Yeah, it just shows they had like no faith in the game or something. It was really weird, but it's like, it's so bizarre when you see like you've got a good product. Like, just let the product speak for itself. You don't have to do this shady shit to sell. I mean, sure, you might get a bit more money.
Also, I hear the beta of that game also got shit on. So it's like a combination of all those three things that made it. They really screwed the pooch.
Luckily, the game was just so good that
really
it like
fucked the dog.
Pulled it.
They did the opposite with the Eternal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Eternal, they fucking promoed that shit like crazy.
Well, they'd be stupid not to in that situation.
Like, yeah, that's true.
They flew influencers out and they chainsawed them to death.
Yeah.
That'd be exactly. Sweet.
That would be sweet.
It's the new BuzzFeed downsizing. They send all their game reviewers over to Doom Eternal to get killed.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, guys, we're getting to that overtime point. If we want to keep going, we can, but we got to cut out for patrons. Otherwise, we should probably wrap up.
I reckon we wrap up.
Yeah, let's wrap up. All right, well, thank you for listening to the first podcast.
Beat the PP.
But it won't be
Kudos,
the last
and
podcast.
And Mars, where can people find you?
Wait, what'd you ask?
I said, where can people find you and keep the PP?
Minikudos.com. Whatever, I don't care. Where can people find you?
Lars, where can people find you?
They're already here.
Lars, what's your address?
Okay.
What's your phone number?
Yeah, what's your address?
What's your social security number?
It's 50.
If anyone wants to find you on Tinder, what like kind of general area do they need to be in? What if that was like something people did there? Like, and if you'd like to catch me on Tinder, you can find me within a 5 kilometer radius of, like, they just give like a landmark or something. I'm there most days from 3 to 5. That's something some really narcissistic, like, rice gum type would do. Like, I'm going to be swipe, you know, like those fucking, like, really trashy channels where it's like, be sure to comment, like, and subscribe. On my latest Instagram post for your chance at a shout out. That like, I'm going to be at this KFC in this street, swiping right on all Tinder notifications for the next 3 hours. So be sure to come on down.
You want a chance to fuck me?
I can totally see Rice come doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And if you want to find me, just go to reddit.com and then type in the search bar r/gooncaves.
That's reddit.com/r/gooncaves. GOONCAVES.
Speaking of which, I have a new subreddit recommendation for you guys if you haven't seen it yet.
Laz's subreddit recommendations. How's it going to Top Goon Caves?
So, are you guys familiar with what a... my mouth is...
Yes, I am familiar with that.
In your mouth.
Are you guys familiar with what a Dependa is?
What a what?
No.
Dependa.
Dependa? Is it the adult diapers?
No.
Is it like a... Depends. Is it like a fetish thing where it's like you've got like someone you depend on?
No,
it's a feeder.
A dependa is kind of like, you guys know what a bridezilla is like?
Yeah.
It's the army wife version of that. Where it's
Yeah.
You know the types that like they get married after 3 weeks and just because they, you know, they, the husband wants to get out of the barracks and the wife just wants like a paycheck.
Living in California, that's pretty much like one out of three women.
Well, there's a subreddit called Just Dependa Things, which is really funny. It's just kind of like poking fun at those people. It like posts their rage and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I have to check that out. There's the opposite, the like, I guess the army equivalent of that. Like the, so that's the Dependa and their husband or wife. Equivalent is one called Just Boot Things, and it's about like people, you know, because they call them boots, don't they? Like when you just join the army, I think it's like a mindset. It's the like the idea of like you join the army and now you're like this badass, and you know,
right?
Like the sort of guys who get real fucking gung ho about that sort of shit. So like you can be like a vet and be a boot. Like it's not necessarily like a rank or like a because you're green or whatever. It's just it's if you're that kind of douchebag. But there's a subreddit called Just Boot Things that's just making fun of all these
I mean dependence is also very much a mindset. It's like we both serve in the army, and being the marine wife is actually harder than being a marine, and I speak to your manager, and you know, that kind of
yes, there's one I saw where they had like someone's it was this woman's CV. And it had like military service listed on it. And it was like rank army wife or something. It's that kind of shit. It's like, no, you didn't do shit. You didn't serve. Get out of here. It's kind of stolen valor almost.
Yeah. A lot of people apparently who are military wives and military spouses, they try to get discounts because they're like, there's a lot of appreciation for the military in America. I don't know if it's the same over in Australia, but
yeah, not really.
Quite a lot of places here will give you a military discount if you're an active or retired service member.
Mm.
And so a lot of dependents try to kind of ride on that.
Yeah.
Right, they're like, oh, well, I'm an army wife, so I serve, so I should get the discount.
I live on base. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really interesting concept to me. Just the idea of like the army, just the army in general, just seems so baffling to me. I know people who serve, and you know, it is what it is, but
yeah,
just reminds me of this one time at a job I had back in the day, which had a teacher discount. It was just really interesting because you would see a lot of the people who try to claim it were indeed teachers, but then you get kind of edge cases where it's like, oh, I'm a retired teacher, or I teach at a private school. Or, and then some people would kind of try to latch onto it. They're like, I'm a teacher. I'm a consultant. So I teach people. I consultate, teach them. And like, they'd come up with the weirdest ways in which they were quote unquote a teacher.
I'm a parent. I taught my kids how to speak.
Well, I mean, if they were literally homeschooling the kid, we would give the discount, but we wouldn't like, not if they weren't.
It's a very open-ended discount. It's like really nice. You know, like if you're going to give discounts to like the military, I mean, teachers do equally. Like I shouldn't say equally. Teachers also have a very hard job. They're not getting shot at. But
what's a different kind of heart?
Have you ever been in a room full
in America?
In America, sometimes they do get shot.
Yeah,
it's not funny either. Like it's really fucked up.
Thanks for talking about the military. We should do this again. I like to see
the podcast together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we try it again next week? I wonder what that would be. That'd be a hoot.
No promises. Anyway, this has been Lars, Doplex, and me. You can find us at podcast.
You've been listening to the first podcast, guys.
You can find subscribe us at podcast.
On youtube.com/c/thefirstpodcast if you haven't already. Donate over on Patreon at patreon.com/t1podcast to get bonus episodes of the show and more. This is Lars signing out. I don't know what to say now.